This is Sina Bazila-Hickey. I'm here with Erica Dulcinea Diggs. So you've been a correspondent at the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. How long have you been a part of HMM?
I have been there for almost 2 years now, and I love it.
When you started, was this your first time working with audio?
Yes, actually, honestly. And it was a different process. I'm not going to say difficult because I'm pretty tech savvy for the most part, and I pick up on things pretty quick. But it definitely was something different, but I enjoyed every moment of learning the ins and outs of Audacity and every other program that we use at the Sanctuary.
Tell me a little bit more about that experience. What did it feel like? What has kept you doing audio these last 2 years?
I'm a big perfectionist. Like, you know, you ask anyone whose interviews I've ever edited or even my own, I love taking out people's ums. It's just something about the ums.
Yes.
And the stuttering, or, you know, I like to make people look good, you know, and like I said, I'm a perfectionist. So if I want to perfect myself, I would like to perfect the people that I'm working with as much as I can. So with that being said, you know, I like getting stuff right. Something about not being able to do something does not sit well with me. Growing up, my mother always taught me can't and I don't know how is not a thing. You always figure it out. You always find ways around your obstacles. So that was one thing that kept me going with learning Audacity, because it was a learning curve to a degree. But once I got it, oh man, did I get it.
Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve. I mean, it's a whole different way of communicating also audio.
Yeah, definitely.
So how does creating audio segments further your self mission? And what is your mission?
I enjoy getting people's stories out there that they didn't think could be seen or heard. I like being that person, and I like being a part of something like that. I love being able to say, you know, such and such never did an interview before, and they were so scared to speak on the radio or to just even speak via Zoom. But once they got with me, you know, it was a conversation and they felt comfortable. And I've had people tell me that, and, you know, my interviewees still to this day, they text me stuff like, oh, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, they don't have to text me that. You know, at the end of the day, I am just a contact in their phone. And at the end of the day, I am someone who just gave them an interview. I'm pretty much a stranger still, you know. But I guess because of the way I connect to people, and I'm like a real big people's person. I love watching people smile. I love saying, you know, I don't know. It's just something about being able to tell other stories and seeing the light in their eyes when they talk to me and how they feel is nothing like it. It's really priceless, personally. Growing up in a small city, growing up in a small town, I was not able to do things like this. And the kids of the Capital Region are so lucky to have a place such as the Sanctuary to give them a place to speak their voice. You know, I always knew I wanted to be involved in media and be a journalist from a young age, just from watching the news, but I never knew how I was going to get there because of my small town. And the Sanctuary, they gave me a home and a place where I can use my voice, and I'm very thankful for that.
So what are some of the themes in the interviews that you do? I mean, you must be seeking out certain people.
Wow. Okay, so I have a wide range of interests, honestly.
That's good.
I enjoy doing social justice work. You know, I've done a few social justice pieces with H. Bosch Jr. He is also a correspondent at the Sanctuary. You know, he's definitely helped me find connects and be able to figure out how I'm going to maneuver out here in this crazy journalism world. I've done artist piece, but I'm a real big learner. You know, I love learning. I always say to people, if you don't learn something new once a day, at least one thing, your day is wasted. You know, there's so much information out there. We're on our computers, we're on our phones every single day. But what are we doing? We're scrolling on social media and our brains are rotting. And even my own mother, she told me, you know, the internet can be a good thing or a bad thing. She told me that at a young age, and I did not know what she meant by that. And as I grew up and I got older and I started seeing the world for what it was and getting different experiences outside of my city, I realized she was so right. You know, there's so much negativity on social media, but there's so much amazing information via Google, you know, and all it takes is just a search.
Do you see yourself as a role model?
you know, growing up in a family of four girls, you know, you're always looked at as a role model. And your mom would always tell me your siblings are watching you make the right decisions. I am the second oldest. So I'd have to say, yes, I do, because my sisters, I see the look in a child's eyes when I'm reaching and getting through to them. You know, I've done that through a few children, such as the ones I've worked with at the Boys and Girls Club. I see the difference when they speak to me. They'll come to me the next day, like when I was working, they'll come to me and they'll say, you know, Miss Erica, I learned how to do such and such because of you. You know, I went home and I literally tried it like you told me to. And they'll show me what they did.
Do you have a segment that you created that just gave you such joy?
I did this amazing segment with this young lady named Jada Robinson. She's a local championship boxer. You know, the girl has won junior Olympic champion of 2019. You know, her trainer is Roy Jones Jr. During that interview, you know, I just got this amazing feeling of seeing a young woman of color at that doing big things at such a young age. You know, she's been interviewed by Spectrum, all these big places, but yet she gave, you know, little old me from the sanctuary the interview. And I was so thankful for that. And it was a big part of my, I guess you could say, my segments, because after I did that, I just got this drive to get as many young women of color out there that are doing big things out there in my interviews. And, you know, now I just strive to find them. And, you know, one of the highlights of that interview is she was able to get the Roy Jones Jr. on the phone with me. And, you know, it was only for a split minute, but he thanked us as the sanctuary. He spoke highly of Jada. So I definitely enjoyed that interview. And she was just so high spirited and she's so humble at that, to have accomplished so much at such a young age. I believe she's 15. And she is so humble and she knows she has more to strive for. That right there makes me just want to be around you. The Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight was a big thing to the Black community. So my thing was, you know, I figured, let me get a story from that. And I was able to find this local boxer. I contacted her mother. Her mother set up the interview, went to her home, did a video and audio interview. And it was just great vibes from everyone in the room. And everyone was just so amazing. So it was just an amazing process. And I love being a part of journalism. It's nothing like it.
That's a great story. Thank you. We're going to link to that in the description. So where do you see yourself going from here?
Okay. So I'm in the process of writing two children's books.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait, because it's pretty much my experience growing up as a mixed race child to a mixed race woman. You know, it is hard for you to understand your place, you know, in the world. You don't know whether to be called Black or white or mixed. And I know there's thousands and millions of young children that go through this. While this story has probably been created before, it's not my story. And I know that when I release this book, hopefully, you know, I have tons of young mixed race children coming up to me and telling me, you know, I was able to make an impact on their lives and show them that there is beauty within our mixed race and that we're not breeds and we're not, you know, abominations and this, that, and the third. Because trust me, there are so many things that you can be called as a mixed race person, and it will force you to think that you are not anyone or you don't belong anywhere, and you have to pick a side. And I grew up believing that I had to pick a side. I didn't know where I fit in. And once I figured out that I didn't have to pick a side, I made my own lane. And that gave me the confidence to be who I am today. And where I see myself within the next 5 years, I'm trying to be an anchor on CNN one day. So that's the goal. You know, I pray that, you know, that happens. And one day my mother can see me on the screen, because I used to always tell them that you're going to see me as an anchor, because I realized that the news was so important at a young age. My parents would always be watching it. And I'm like, why won't they pay attention? You know, they're paying attention to me, but why won't they talk directly to me? They're looking at that lady on the screen. So I want to be like her one day. She's got the information. Just look out, world.
So it sounds like us at HMM are going to say, we used to know you when... Thank you, Erica Dulcinea Diggs. Would you like to leave us with a last thought?
Oh, yes. You guys have been great for giving me a spot here at the Sanctuary. And I'm so thankful that, you know, I have a voice to be able to send it over to others. And that one day when I'm long and gone, that my voice will still be out there. And so thank you to everyone at the Sanctuary